At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome, everybody, to the Superhumanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Superhumanistic on everything, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last couple weeks, we've been talking about chemicals to avoid in the ultra-processed foods. So if you want to learn more about avoiding ultra-processed foods and the reasons you should be avoiding that because of the chemicals that are put into those foods and all the range of health issues that those chemicals and foods can cause, go back and listen to the last 2 weeks. This week, we're going to be talking about ways to get your protein in every single meal. That's going to be important if you're trying to build muscle, you're working out at the gym, following some of the tips that we're giving you on this podcast to stay healthy. That protein is a huge part of that. So what are some foods that you can get the protein out of?
So we did actually have an previous episode that talked about protein. And if you're curious or want to know more on how you yourself can like set up a plan, please reach out to us, email us, goals@superhumanistic.com, and we will gladly have a consultation with you to talk about ways that you yourself can incorporate more of these meals into your daily lives. But we're aiming to eat at least 15 grams of protein in every meal that we're eating. So 15 times 3 is 45, so making sure that we have at least 45 grams of protein. If we know a meal is going to be a little less than that 15 grams, then we need to make sure that we're also including high protein snacks throughout our day. Especially if you're pregnant, you're gonna want more protein, so it just kind of depends on your body type too, which we talked about in a previous episode. So some foods that we think are high in protein actually aren't that high in protein. So that's why we wanted to really talk about like ways to still incorporate those foods, but to do it so that you're doing it together. So for instance, peanut butter, it is a great source of like the healthy fats that we're needing as well. So we're not saying not to have peanut butter, but by itself, it's only really giving you like 4 grams per tablespoon of protein. And you don't want to like overeat it either because it's a lot of fat, healthy fat, but it's still fat. So 1 tablespoon of peanut butter has 4 grams of protein, which is nowhere near the amount that you're needing for a meal. So having it just by itself would be a good snack. However, if you're trying to incorporate into meals, think about your smoothies that you're making, putting it into your smoothie. We do a lot of that to add it as a protein to our smoothies. You can also put it in other like breakfast items. So yogurt is really high. Greek yogurt is really high in protein. So adding it to Greek yogurt is another option. Chia seed pudding, putting it with that. So just various ways that you can add that peanut butter to different dishes. You can also put it in different sauces. So like a peanut butter sauce that you're putting on top of a meal can add that protein for that meal too. Chia seeds is another food then. Thought it was really high in protein. It actually also only has 4 grams, but if you have peanut butter with the chia seeds, you're already at your 8 grams. So a little bit better, not to where we need to be. But if you start adding that yogurt and things to it, you get more protein that way too. So chia seeds, 2 tablespoons of chia seeds is only 4 grams of protein. So obviously you don't want to have it just by itself, but adding in fruits, the different milks. So when you're looking at milk to make your chia seed pudding, I've always been using like oat milk in mine. However, that also doesn't have a lot of protein, so I'm gonna start looking for this other milk. It's ultra filtered milk. So that has 2 times the protein as any traditional milk has. So looking for milk that's ultra filtered milk. You also can add yogurt to your chia seed. And soy milk has 7 grams of protein per cup. So soy milk is another alternative that I probably will start buying just because that's something I think I'm more familiar with than this filtered, ultra filtered milk. But 7 grams of protein is better than just the 2 to 4 grams that you're getting in the other milk that is out there. Another one to look out for would be, or not to look out for, but that has, you think would have a lot of protein but doesn't, are the a lot of nuts, in particular pistachios. They only have 6 grams of protein, so it is higher for like a nut, so that would be a really good snack to have. It would be very filling to eat as a snack. So pistachios in particular have 6 grams of protein, where walnuts only have 4 grams of protein. So nuts usually are really good either as a snack in your day, or putting it on top of your salad, adding in an egg and other veggies can also help bring up that protein for that meal. Quinoa. I don't feel like we eat enough of that in our meals, but it does offer 8 grams of protein. So a really good source of protein. It's about half of what we're looking to get for our meal. So if you have that on the side with like a really good salmon or chicken or a peanut butter sauce, so 8 plus that peanut butter sauce, 4, you're now getting closer to that 15 grams of protein that you're wanting each meal. So you can pair it with different proteins. So like think about bean stew, putting it in different stews. Tofu and tempeh are also really good with quinoa. Eggs, and I know you're going to talk about eggs a little bit, so I'm going to skip eggs for now. I'll let my husband touch on that one. But chickpeas is another good option to add to things. By itself, it only has 7 grams, so if you're eating like hummus, it's still a good snack to have, but only 7 grams of protein, so you don't want to have it just by itself for a meal. You want to add it to like a salad or the quinoa dish that we're making. So thinking about how you can get to that 15 grams of protein. Yogurt is really good. Not just plain yogurt. You don't want the plain traditional yogurt. That's very sugary and it has a lot of fat in it. You're looking to have Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt by itself has anywhere from 17 grams of protein in it. So that's right there is going to get you to your goal. You can still add like nuts and fruit and things like that, but that will help to, adding those things will help make you feel full for longer. Brussels sprouts, my favorite vegetable. Only has 3 grams though of protein per cup. So definitely don't want to just eat that by itself as a meal. A lot of times it's a side for us for our meal, but you can add it to different salads and have it as side options for like your chicken or salmon or whatever that main meal is. And then bone broth. Bone broth has actually 10 grams per every 1.5 cups. So having some sort of stew and using the bone broth will help to enhance that stew to get you to where you want for that protein intake for that meal. You can also do it with like beans, so making like a bean stew, or a base for your pasta sauces too. So just a few options there that help us to get the amount of protein that we're looking to have per meal. And I know my husband had a few more options. Eggs.
Bone broth sounds great. That's an easy way to incorporate protein into your diet. So anytime that you're going to put water into your soup or something, just replace it with that bone broth. Eggs are a great source of protein, about 6.3 grams of protein per egg. So I know I eat a lot of eggs every day, and that's a good way to get your protein in. You also have the traditional things everybody knows about chicken. So a half a chicken breast has about 26 grams of protein. So that's a great source there to add to the Brussels sprouts, as you were mentioning, as having that as a side. You mentioned pistachios don't have too much protein. Almonds are going to be probably your best nut when it comes to protein, but still you're only getting about 6 grams for 1 ounce. And those can also be fatty, so be careful with the nuts. We enjoy some unsalted nuts every day, but definitely keep it to about 1/4 a cup or so, or like no more than half a cup for sure. Also, just depending on what else you're eating and how your body reacts to it. Some people can take in those fats, those healthy fats, a little easier than others. Cottage cheese is a great source of protein. Just 1 cup can get you roughly 25 grams. So that's a great source there to include that with your breakfast, some fruit, and even eggs as well. If you're really looking to get high numbers on the protein and you're looking to bulk up and put on some muscle, the lean beef is another source there, but you want to be careful with your intake of lean beef just because of other health issues that it causes. We talked about that in a previous episode. Fish, of course, salmon, tuna, mackerel, just really anything like that's going to be a great source of protein for you to include with some veggies and some sides that'll be healthy for a dinner. Lentils or any kind of beans in general are an awesome source of protein, a great healthy source of protein. And what's great about lentils and beans is those provide that source of fiber as well to keep a healthy gut. And seeds, pumpkin seeds. I know you bought us some pumpkin seeds the other day. I think we've decided we need the pumpkin seeds that have already been
shelled.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Deshelled.
And we'll have a better experience with our pumpkin seeds. But again, seeds aren't a huge source of protein. For 1 ounce, you're only looking at about 7 grams. But as you touched on, it's a good to just kind of incorporate that with other things. So these were all the ways to get more protein in your diet, and hope you go out there and start incorporating that into your diet, because protein is a very important part of a healthy diet when you're especially working out.
Yeah, it's going to help you gain that. See, you're going to see those gains in the gym adding in the protein. So.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Make sure you follow Superhumanistic on everything. Make sure you leave a rating and review, and also share this with somebody that might benefit from it. Go out there and start including these tips into your life so you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.